This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. North Korea has tested what appears to be a submarine-launched ballistic missile. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, it is a major arms development by Pyongyang and a serious diplomatic provocation.
Unlike other tests this year, this one does not appear to be short-range, though the actual maximum range isn't clear. And it may have been fired from a submarine, making it easier to hide and harder to intercept. The launch also came just hours after North Korea announced long-delayed working-level talks with the United States. Those talks are set for Saturday. Former U.S. diplomat Mintaro Oba says it is not unusual for the North to send mixed messages.
The North Koreans have a long history of juggling carrots and sticks. They combine these launches that raise tensions with what we'd call charm offensives, and that's exactly what we saw today.
But Oba says North Korea may be emboldened by President Donald Trump, who has said he has no problem with North Korea's past short-range launches.
That was VOA correspondent Bill Gallo reporting from Seoul. Ex-Israeli military chief Benny Gantz called off today's scheduled meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, another setback in efforts to form a unity government. Gantz said the preconditions for the talks were not met. Netanyahu's Likud party said it is stunned by the Gantz decision, calling on him to show responsibility and to avoid the possibility of yet another election. Gantz's centrist Blue and White party edged out Netanyahu's Likud by one seat in last month's parliamentary election, and Gantz says he will not be part of any government headed by Netanyahu, who is facing corruption charges. The New York Times reports that U.S. President Donald Trump wanted a trench filled with snakes and alligators along an electric-charged southern border wall topped with spikes. The newspaper also says Mr. Trump suggested that American soldiers shoot migrants in the legs if they tried to cross the Mexican frontier into the United States. From Washington, this is VOA News. In the impeachment investigation of President Trump over Ukraine, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Rome said again today he will not permit his department's officials to comply with House subpoenas to testify in Congress. And the State Department's Inspector General is expected to deliver what is called an urgent briefing on Capitol Hill. More on the impeachment situation from AP's Sagar Magani.
While visiting Rome, Pompeo's accused three Democratic committee chairs on Twitter of trying to intimidate and bully the officials by asking them to appear for depositions in the next 2 weeks. He says that's not feasible and that he will use all means to stop them from being intimidated. The three chairmen say Pompeo is the one trying to intimidate witnesses into protecting himself and the president, and that trying to keep them from talking to Congress is illegal. The chairs write they expect Pompeo's full compliance. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Secretary Pompeo admitted for the first time today he was on President Trump's controversial phone call with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, a conversation at the heart of the Trump impeachment investigation. Hundreds of people held a vigil today outside the Hong Kong school of a young pro-democracy demonstrator shot by riot police during violent anti-Beijing protests on Tuesday. Hong Kong's police chief, Stephen Lowe, said the officer was justified in using his weapon because he feared for his life, that young demonstrators appeared ready to strike him with a metal rod. More from Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
In a video that went viral online, the as-yet-unnamed 18-year-old can be seen swinging a pole at a police officer before he is shot at close range. Another video shows what is believed to be the same man lying on the ground injured, while a police officer holds down another protester. One person is in hospital in a critical condition, Hong Kong's hospital authority said, while at least another 14 have been injured. The police did not respond to requests for comment, but have said they fired live rounds into the air in previous clashes.
That was David Doyle of Reuters. The continuing political turmoil in China's semi-autonomous territory stands in stark contrast to Beijing's gala celebration of 70 years of communist rule. President Trump used Twitter to send his congratulations. Taiwan's armed forces are using a floating bridge in their rescue efforts following the collapse of a span over a bay in eastern Taiwan. The towering structure toppled into the water yesterday, sending a burning oil tanker truck falling onto the boats below. Six people, all foreigners, remain missing and are believed to be trapped in a fishing vessel. Gene Randall, VOA News.